So we have been on this series on the Lord's Prayer, very, very famous, the Lord's Prayer. And Jason started us on the Lord's Prayer. And then we have been just diving in step by step in the Lord's Prayer. It's in Matthew chapter 6. And I would love to just start by reading again for us today. So the Lord's Prayer, it shows us God's position, our Father who are in heaven, and it shows us God's loving kindness as a Father. The first petition in this Lord's Prayer, it's God's praise, hallowed be thy name. The second petition, it's God's priority, thy kingdom come. The third petition, it's God's purpose, thy will be done. The fourth petition, it's God's provision, give us our daily bread. The fifth petition, it's God's pardon, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. The sixth petition, it's God's protection, deliver us from the evil one so that we may not be led into temptation. In the conclusion, it's God's power, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And I don't know if you have been able to be here for the whole like series today. We are talking about the last petition, but it's all in the website. And it's amazing how much in store in the Lord's Prayer here. So if you haven't had a chance, the messages have been great and shine such a light on the Lord's Prayer. And it's helping us to practice this thing that sometimes it's difficult for us to, you know, to pray or have a life for prayer or being disciplined to pray. So I believe if you can take your time in your like study and go over and dive in into each one, I think you would love and you will be learning a lot of things from it. So once again, just a few things in the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer can be divided into two sessions. The first one teaches things that we should know about God. And the second one teaches things that we should know about ourselves. And knowing God and knowing ourselves, it's really important for us to follow him better, right? We can't really follow him as we would without knowing him and without knowing ourselves. And the Lord's Prayer gives us, you know, these important points about who God is and who we are as well. So what do we need to know about God? We need to know him as our Heavenly Father, right? And it was one of the highlights of this series, the first day that Drew talked about our Father. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know, in my prayers, I have something to talk to God about. But when I plan to pray the Lord's Prayer, sometimes I get stuck on our Father. Just to, you know, be able to think that, yes, he is my Heavenly Father. I have been adopted by him into the family of God. And, you know, whatever you have to pray next, knowing that you are a beloved child of God, it is a very great thing. It is a very great thing. So number one thing that we need to know about God is that he is our Heavenly Father. That was made possible by the sacrifice of Jesus in the cross. The second thing that we see here that we need to know, it's what it means to hallow his name, what it means to glorify his name, to give him the glory that it's due to his name. And the third thing, it's important for us to know here, and the fourth on this part of knowing God, it's the importance of seeking his kingdom. And number four, the importance of putting his will first. As Jason just shared with us, the importance of God's kingdom and the importance of seeking His will and putting His will first in our lives. And then we have, you know, now that we know these four things about God, it shows us these three things about ourselves in the Lord's Prayer. The number one, it's our need for daily bread, right? And it talks about, you know, our daily dependence of God. We are dependent on Him, and we should. And then number two, our need for forgiveness. You know, knowing that about you and me, that we need the forgiveness that only God can give. It is so important. And then number three, our need for protection, safeguard against Satan, against the evil one, against worldly temptation. So today we're going to talk about petition number six. In petition number six, it's about God's protection. Deliver us from the evil one so that we may not be led into temptation. Another versions talks about like, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So that's petition five that I would like to talk about today. And I just want to say thank you for Joey, who did petition number five last week. I wasn't here, but I heard the message, and I love, you know, praying for our daily bread. And he talked about how it is important to be dependent on our Father, even for the smaller thing as a piece of bread and everything else in our lives. So thank you so much, Joey, for that. A funny thing, the first like weeks that we met Joey, he's great, him and Grace and the family. And I was looking at him, and he was remind me of someone that maybe I knew. And then it dawned on me that he was reminding me of Bruce Lee. And I grew up as a child and a teenager watching Bruce Lee. And I remember I wanted to be like him so much. I was like, God, why you didn't give me the black hair that I could put it just like that and the eye like this, you know? So God loves you more. You look much more as Bruce Lee than me. So praise the Lord for that. So the sixth petition addresses something very important, which is the battle that we have against evil, the battle that we have against the evil one. And it addresses like temptations that it's like orchestrated by our own nature, our own flesh, by the world around us, and of course, being led by the evil one. And before we dive into this petition, I think it's important to notice here the transition between petition five to petition number six, because the previous petition talks about, in verse 12, it talks about forgive our sins, and we did that in home church last week. Forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Those who forgive us of our debts, in another translations, forgive us of our faults, forgive us of our trespasses. And every time I read this verse and in the version that talks about trespasses, I remember this story. I don't know if it's true or not, but yeah, you tell me afterwards. It's a story about this pastor that he was going to a conference and he was speaking. And he was very late at that day. And after he circled the venue, you know, several times, he parked his car in a place where he knew that he could be in trouble. But being him a pastor, he had this bright idea, and he decided to, you know, put this note on his windshield. And I don't know, probably he was doing the Lord's Prayer, preaching on the Lord's Prayer at his church as well. And he wrote, you know, this little note and put it on his windshield. I circle this venue 20 times. I have an important appointment to keep. Please forgive our trespasses. Matthew 6:12. When the pastor came back to his car, He found another message attached to his message on the windshield. And the message read like this: I have circled this vineyard for 20 years now. If I don't give you a ticket, I lose my job. Come on, Pastor, lead us not into temptation. Matthew 6:13, and I am a deacon in my church, so it didn't work so well for the pastor that week. But it's interesting, the transition here, because, you know, in verse 12, we pray unto the Lord to forgive us of our sins and our trespasses. But, and God forgive us, and God help us to forgive others as well. But now we are praying to the Lord that he would help us, what? Not to land where we were in our sin, right? The transition here is important because, you know, the idea behind is that for us as followers of Christ, it is important for us to be concerned with our past sins and find the forgiveness for our sins in Jesus Christ. But it is also very important for us to be concerned about our future sins and how to avoid them. And that's what we have here in this petition. That we have here as we talk about, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, is that, Lord, thank you for forgiving me. And, you know, that way I don't want to go before. Would you please lead me? I mean, it is great that we can pray, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, please forgive me. And we pray and we should, right? But also it is important for us to pray, Lord, please lead me in a different way. I don't want to go that way anymore. Please help me to grow over this sin in my life, over this struggle in my life, over these temptations that I'm going through and back to again and again and again. Give me victory. And this is the provision that we have here in this beautiful prayer, a prayer of provision and strength from God to overcome sin and temptation that could lead us right back to our sin. I love, this is a petition of prayer where we humble ourselves before God, admitting to him, Lord, I woke up today and I do have a tremendous natural potential to mess things up. I have a tremendous natural potential to hurt people, to hurt myself, and to displease you. I do. I don't know about you. So, Lord, please, please, I can so easily be deceived by the temptations that comes from my own self, that comes from the world around me, that comes from my enemy. So please help me. And this is this prayer here in verse 13. It is important for us to, you know, not to be proud, not to be presumptuous or self-sufficient, thinking that, you know, we don't need him every single day like we need a daily provision from him every single day. In my own personal life, it is the times and the days that I go thinking like, you know, I don't need my time with the Lord. I don't need my time with prayer. Those are the times that I find myself, you know, being tempted more and failing in my own temptations. But God wants us to be humble. He wants us to, for us to come to him every single day, recognizing that we need him. I need you. And I know, you know, busy life that we live. I know, you know, jump out of bed and we are about the things that we need to do. But, you know, to take a few minutes and to recognize our Father in heaven, to give him the glory, hallowed be thy name, to, you know, have one mind with him, God, you know, I have this natural tendency today to put my kingdom first and to put my will first, but help me, May your kingdom be first today. May your will be done today. Give us, take care of my needs today. I'll have many of them. And help me, forgive me for my past sins. Forgive me if I would even go into sin today. But Lord, also help me. Lead me. Don't let me to yield to temptation, but rescue me from the evil one. Now, two words that I would like to highlight here in this verse 13. The word temptation, it's the word perasmo in the Greek. And it's a word that can be used for either like temptation or testing. And that's important for us to make a distinction here because, you know, as followers of Jesus Christ, we should be praying either for the relief from testing, and God has allowed, you know, he allows us to be tested, or we can pray that the testing that come our way, you know, doesn't become an occasion for a temptation that lead us into sin. So that's the two thing. And Jesus, he directed his followers to pray this way in the Garden of Gethsemane, if you remember. He said, you know, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. And Jesus said, the spirit is willing. And here's a great truth, but the body is weak. And that is Matthew 26:41. And I find that so true in my life as well. You know, the spirit is willing, and that's why I need to fill myself with God's spirit. Because I'm telling you, my body is weak. My flesh, this you know, component that he made us of, you know, without his spirit, we can fall short and we can be, you know, falling again and again into the temptations. That it's all around us. So to walk in the Spirit, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ every single day in our life, it's not just something cute for us to do as Christians, but it's something that we need. We really need because of the amazing potential for destruction, for confusion, for error, for sin. So we need to put on the Lord. We need to fill ourselves with the Spirit of the Lord. We need to declare our dependence on him. We need to put him first. This Lord's Prayer should be in our mirror, should be beside our beds as a reminder that, you know, even if you can just like recite, even if you can just like, you know, if you have 2, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, to read and then to be able to think with the Lord for a minute. So when it comes to temptation, it is also very important for us to remember that God is not the one who tempted us. He doesn't tempt people. Even though God may allow us to be tested and to be tempted, he is not the source of it, or the author of it. And we learned that from James 1:13 that says, and remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. And then James goes on in verse 14 and 15, he says, temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions. And when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. That's James 1:14 and 15. I love the way that the Message paraphrase put these two verses. It puts this way, the temptation to give in to evil comes from within us. We have no one to blame but the leering, seducing flare-up of our own lust. Lust gets pregnant, and it has a baby, sin. Sin grows up to adulthood and becomes a real killer. I love that.
I love that.
And that's why we need the Lord. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit. And that's why we need a diet of God's word. Just like we need bread to eat, you know, and to fulfill the needs that we have in our physical body, we need God's word to fulfill the need that we have daily of spiritual sustenance that only comes from God's word inspired by the Holy Spirit inside of us. So reading God's word, it is so important. So God, he doesn't tempt us. We are tempted by our own sinful nature when we do not submit ourselves to God. And that's why petition number one, petition number two, petition number three, it is so important. Hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done. And the reason why, it's because, you know, there is a conflict of kingdom and will, the kingdom of God and the will of God versus the kingdom and will of Ray, the kingdom of will of your own self, the kingdom and will of this world and the system in this world that we live, and the kingdom and will of the devil, of the evil one. So because there is this conflict, you know, I want to make sure that God, I am submitting myself to your kingdom and your will in my life today. You know, and I remember how, you know, it was important for me to know early on in my walk of faith that, you know, I have three enemies. And God's word teach me this. And the three enemies of the Christian, you know, it's their own self, right? Romans 7:15, you can read it later on. It says, Paul said, you know, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, it's no longer myself who do it, but it is sin living inside of me. See, we have in our nature sin living inside of us. So our own self, our own nature, it's one of our enemies. The other enemy, it's the world system around us. 1 John 2:15-17 says, do not love the world and anything in the world. For the everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. And then our last enemy, it's the evil one, the devil. In 1 Peter 5:8 talks about that. Your adversary, the devil, he walks around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. So in the spiritual battle that we are all in this world of ours, you know, it is important to remember that we have these enemies. But also it is important to remember that God has fully equipped us to have victory over this enemy. God has given us, you know, what we need to have victory in this world over our enemy. And of course, you know, when I talk about the world, I'm not talking about like the beautiful earth and this system incredible, you know, the galaxies that God created and that we love so much. You know, the Bible is not talking about loving that. It's talking about like the system behind, right? The system behind, you know, the philosophy behind many times, the way that, you know, things are being orchestrated and thought of, you know, that's the system that it's controlled by the evil one. And God has taught us in his word to be aware of the enemy. I love 1 John 5:19. It says this, we know that we are a child of God and that the world around us, it's under the control of the evil one. We know that we are child of God, but the world around us, don't be naive. The world around us, it is in the control of the evil one. And again, it's talking about the system. It's talking about the cosmos, not the beautiful earth that God created. So, you know, in knowing this, I don't know about you, but, you know, it brings me a desire. It brings me an attitude to, like, to react, but also as a follower of Jesus Christ, you know, to fight. And do you know what? The beginning of our fight, it's on our knees. It's not on our own strength. It's on our knees, praying our Lord's Prayer, declaring what God asks us to declare. You know, embracing the truth that we have from Him, confessing up who we are in our need daily of Him. And then, you know, in this petition here, you know, asking Him for provision, asking Him for protection. Lord, would you deliver me today from the evil one so that I may not be led into temptation? See, you know, our God and our Savior, He is in the business of making this humankind that was fallen into sin a redeemed one, a redeemed one who is growing grace, who is growing love, who is growing into the image of our Savior Jesus Christ, who is not perfect yet. One day will be when we see Him face to face. But you know what? We are striving. We are following Him. We are believing Him. We are trusting Him. We are feeding ourselves in God's Word. We are communicate with ourselves, you know, at home or in Bible studies. We are talking among ourselves the things that God talked to us. We are recognizing, we are humbling ourselves. We are saying, God, yes, we need you. You are our Father. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in heaven as it is, in earth as it is in heaven. Take care of my daily needs, Lord. I present it to you. Please forgive me of my sins. Help me to forgive those. But Lord, help me. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. Two examples and two promises, and I'm done here. You know, I thought a good example, one good and one bad of this, it's Samson versus Joseph, right? Samson, you know, if you read the story, he kind of like have everything going for him. You know, his life from the beginning was a miracle. Brought up, maybe, you know, it seems like by godly parents. He was handsome. He was naturally, supernaturally, actually, is strong. But Samson rely on his own strength and wisdom rather than God. And we know what happened to him. You know, he, you know, instead of being led by God, he was led by his own feeling and married someone that maybe he should not, Delilah, and who eventually kind of like lure him into sin and betrayed him and pretty much had him killed. But then in Joseph, we have this guy that, you know, he had trouble from the beginning. He didn't get off to a great start. His brothers didn't like him, didn't like the favor that God had on him, and they sold him to slavery. But Joseph forgave him. Can you imagine how much temptation that Joseph had? You know, how many thoughts? God, how would you allow my own family to do this to me? But Joseph forgave. Joseph acted in faith that God was with him, even in the terrible moments, and he ended up helping his family when the big famine came. Joseph also resisted temptation. He turned down, you know, a married woman that came to get him and to be with him several times. He fled away from that temptation. He stood right despite being arrested and put in jail. And despite being falsely accused, Joseph was promoted by God. He was honored by God because of his integrity and his trust in God. Joseph had the attitude that I believe we want to have, which is an attitude of humility instead of pride. No presumption, no self-sufficiency, but sufficient. My sufficiency comes from the Lord. I relied on Him. I humble myself before the mighty hand of Lord. You know, Joseph, he kind of like, you know, rely on God because he was in the mix of trials. He was, you know, being played with all kinds of temptations, but God led him through his temptations. And then I would like to finish with these two promises. Promise number one comes from 1 Corinthians 10:13. And it says this: no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. What a great promise. What a great promise. Never give up in the middle of your temptation or testing, because God knows what you're going through. And maybe you don't have the strength in yourself, and you are right, but God has a provision of escape for you. Look up to Him. I love this promise. And then I love Hebrews 4:14-16. It says this: now that we know what we have, and what we have Jesus, and He is the great high priest with ready access to God. So, and I'm reading from the Message Bible here. Let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a high priest who is out of touch with our reality. He knows what we go through. He knows. He Himself, He's been through weakness and testings. He has experienced all but sin. And we know that our Savior, Jesus Christ, He was tempted, He was tested every way, but He did not sin. And then Hebrews tell us, so let's walk right up to Him and get what He is so ready to give. Take mercy and accept the help that is in Him. So, man, you know, once again, I love the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is so practical, but the Lord's Prayer, it's so necessary for us all. If you tell me that, you know, you have a hard time with prayer and you don't know how to pray, you know, just put beside your bed, put in your mirror, and just read and wait for a moment. Just read and think about it. Just read and exercise your faith. Lord, I might not understand it all, but I believe that if You wrote it to me in Your letter of love, it was with a purpose. And I see these words here, and I am repeating these words to You, and I am mixing faith in my heart with those words. And I'm going to believe You, that You are going to lead me in this world full of like evil and temptations all around, that You will give me strength, You will give me wisdom, and You are going to use me as a light to shine in a dark world. And that's why we are here for, people. That's why we are here for. And that's, you know, the Lord's Prayer. It's really, really good news for us today. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. You are so faithful to us. As we follow after You, Lord, We confess that sometimes we forget, sometimes we get distracted with many other things. But oh, Father, to come to you. Oh, Father, to open up your word. Oh, Father, to invite your spirit and to mix faith with the things that we read and to start to taking steps of faith, believing, Lord, that you are the all-sufficient one and that we can't do everything to Christ who strengthens us. So thank you, Lord, for that. Even here today, maybe you came through these doors and lots of temptations, it's following you. Lots of trials are following you. And maybe, who knows, maybe you are in a point where you maybe want to give up. You maybe want to give in. But we do have good news for you today. Jesus loves you. Jesus made a way. Look up to him. Receive the strength that comes from him. Let your sins be forgiven. And let him guide you into the trials that you're going through. Let him give you the strength. Let him take you by the hand. Let him be the God and the Savior that he died in the cross to show you and me for. Oh, Father, we declare it today. Yes, we need you. We need you. You are our God. Jesus, you are our Savior. Holy Spirit, you are inside of us. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And help us. We humble ourselves before you. We come to you, Lord. We confess our sins, our wrongdoings, and we embrace the forgiveness. We also forgive those that have made sin against us. And oh, Father, from now on, oh, Father, help us. Help us to walk in this dark world, but walk with wisdom, believing that you can lead us not into temptations, but that you can deliver us from the evil one. Father, we love you today. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to just encourage one another in the faith. And that is very, very good news for us today. In Jesus' name, we pray and thank you. Amen.